hotels, maybe half an inch. Maybe 40, 19. Well, pretty good on all 30 games on Saturday. But Covington's falling for the Bears game on Sunday afternoon against the Packers, starting out at 30, falling at 19 by 18. And the Bears did just not brutally hold there, taking over the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They're not older than anything we've done with so far this season here.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Pope Family Dental, your family dentist just around the corner at Centennial Beach on Jackson Avenue in downtown Naperville. Pope Family Dental has been providing gentle dentistry for 15 years and accepts most dental insurances. Pope Family Dental is veteran-owned and veteran-friendly, and this November, this month only, they are celebrating Veterans Day all month with a 20% discount to those veterans without dental insurance. Go visit Pope Family Dental. They're on Facebook, Pope Family Dental. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Help support our troops overseas this holiday season. DuPage Credit Union is accepting monetary donations through December 3rd to help purchase items to stuff Christmas stockings for our troops overseas. Donations will be used to purchase snacks, games, toiletries, and other items for our adopted platoon. Stop by DuPage Credit Union branch office to make a donation or visit DuPageCU.com for details. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by the American Club Resort and Kohler Water Spa in Kohler, Wisconsin. This is a five-star resort hotel. You can go visit them and enjoy a super experience at the Kohler Water Spa. It's just about a 2.5-hour drive from Chicago. I was personally invited as a guest, and it was an unbelievable experience. Check them out. You can call them right now while you're putting the turkey in the oven. Call them right now and book that special weekend away with one of your loved ones, and you can call them at 1-855-444-2838. That's 855-444-2838. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by J.W. Rule Landscape Services. J.W. Rule Landscape Services can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. My buddy Jim and his team use their years of experience and knowledge of plants and formal training to complete your desired outcome, whether it's a large project or, my personal favorite, a fairy garden. Jim can help you out with that one, and you will notice the difference. That's J.W. Rule Landscape Services. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Stiefel Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan's Steakhouse in downtown Naperville, featuring delicious, mouth-watering steaks and tasty side dishes, along with the Dolly Teeny. You know what color that is? It's a blue. My favorite color. Check out that Dolly Teeny and let me know how you like it. Bonnie Brown Sunless Spa of Naperville is another sponsor of the show. The only way to tan, Naper Settlement. Mad Landscaping, let them take care of all your fall cleanup. Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. You know, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. I just had one of my lessons yesterday. And the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Hop aboard beautiful trolleys for weddings and bar hops, your birthday parties, bachelorette parties, holiday lights tours, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Feel nice.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on the Internet Radio. The good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning, even if it is Thanksgiving. We're still having a show from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the good show, where every week, you know, I like to bring you good topics to discuss and good news, good guests. We've got a couple of good guests here, and, of course, our weekly segment with Michelle Lynn Gust, our good inspiration segment. And, you know, we always like to leave you with a good laugh. So I do welcome your calls. We got a jam-packed show today, and you could give us a call. The number is 347-945-7215. Lots of good guests today, but first, this is the good show, the Dolly McCarthy Show on the Internet Radio. And my goodness, it is finally, can you believe it? Thanksgiving 2013. I bet you're about to baste that bird or put another pie in the oven, or maybe you're just sipping eggnog, or maybe you're decorating for the holidays. It's the official kickoff to the holiday, Thanksgiving, and I bet your house smells delicious. Just like, I'm not at my mom's house just yet, but I plan to be there later this afternoon for the big Thanksgiving feast, where I'll be there with 13 of my siblings, yes, and lots of nieces and nephews and great aunts and neighbors and what have you. We have a full house today. It's going to be fun. I cannot wait to have my mom's homemade ravioli, and she makes homemade crab bisque. And then, of course, we have all the bird and all the fixings there. So to you and yours from me, my home to yours, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm so thankful to all of my listeners and to all of the guests and to my sponsors that have kept this show going for, let's see, this is about the 44th show now. We started this back in February, and I want to thank you all so much on this Thanksgiving Day for being a big part of my life and tuning in every week. It really brings me such joy to do this, so thank you for allowing me to do that on this Thanksgiving. And speaking of, we were talking a little earlier, where I mentioned earlier, one of the sponsors of the show. Gosh, I'm trying to remember now who said that. Oh, DuPage Credit Union. We are having, they are having anyway, they're collecting groceries or supplies for the troops. And my notes, where are my notes on this? Supplies for the troops. They're stuffing Christmas stockings for our troops overseas. So they're looking for donations to purchase snacks and games and toiletries and whatnot. So stop by one of their branch offices between now and December 3rd and help them out there. And speaking of our troops, you know that I have a big heart, as many of you do, many of you listening do, for our troops. And we're going to have the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're going to have a fundraising event benefiting Operation Support Our Troops America on Monday, December 9th. I made it on a Monday specifically because I know that Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays throughout the month of December are just jam-packed for all of you. So I made it on a Monday when you probably don't have anything going on. So no excuses, right? I really hope you do show up to this and join me. We have about 50 people that can join me for this night. It is going to be at Pino's Palette in downtown Naperville. And it's a new place, that's opened up, and you can go there and paint. It's I have never experienced it, so I'm going to be experiencing it for the first time with all of you special people that are coming, 50 of you. So please do, we'll be sending out an e-vite, and I'll be putting more information on our Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. But just want to give you a heads up for Monday, December 9th from 7 to 9. It's only $38 a person, so usually I think they charge about $45 to $50, and it does not include anything. But we will have a reduced fee, $38 a person, and it's $10 of every ticket will go to Operation Support Our Troops America. Isn't that fantastic? My good friend, Deb Rickard, who you've heard on this show before a couple of times, she started Operation Support Our Troops and in Naperville, and it has grown by leaps and bounds in throughout America. So anyway, we're going to be supporting that. So I hope you can join us on December 9th from 7 to 9, $38 only. And they're going to be serving half-off bottles of wine and champagne, and food items can be brought in from the outside, I'm told. So I will be bringing in some treats. We're going to be giving away 4 tickets to our listeners. Not today, though, but between now and December 9th, listen in. And I'm also giving away some Dolly McCarthy Show mugs there. So I hope you can join us for that and support our troops. Another reminder is the Snowflake Shuffle is coming up, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of that. That's going to be on December 7th, and that will be to benefit Tri-City Family Services. The Snowflake Shuffle is a 5K run and walk, and your whole family can come, and it raises money and awareness for Tri-City Family Services. It's going to be at the Mill Creek Golf Club and Subdivision in Geneva. And the race, the run, starts at 8:30. Get there a little early to register. But I'll be there. So put on your jingle bells and lace up those sneakers and join us for the fifth annual. It's the fifth annual Snowflake Shuffle 5K run and walk. I'll be walking. I'll be power walking. And there's going to be about 700 runners there. They are expecting about 800 this year, but last year they had 700. So there will be a lot of people there. So even if you feel like running like Rudolph, or if you don't feel like running like Rudolph, you can walk with me. And it's all for a great cause, one of my favorite charities, Tri-City Family Services. So please, please do register. You can register online. And the website is, oh boy, where is that? I had it here. I don't see it. TriCityFamilyServices.com. Nuts. I'm working this morning without my my producer. So I am missing some things that she always fills in the blanks for me, but now I can't find that. So please do Google them, Tri-City Family Services, and register for that 5K run. I'll be there. I'll be looking for you. Come say hello, okay? Okay, we have our first guest. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? Here, you know what? I forgot. Let me play this for you. My buddy Dan Ponce at WGN News made this for me. Funny guy.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And then, of course, we have to have a little bit of my little nephew, who I'm going to see later on today. But this actually, I recorded this last Thanksgiving. Do you remember this?
I love my aunt Dolly. I love my aunt Dolly.
I love you too, JK. All right, and it's Thanksgiving, and you know, you're probably like my mom. She's about to put the bird in the oven. You're probably about to do that, or you're basting one. Maybe you're having a noon gathering. But we have a special guest from the Live Well Network, and it's Chris Ketke. Chris, are you there?
I am.
Chris,
good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Chris is the host of Less Dish. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, Chris.
Thank you very much.
All right. So
are you cooking today, by the way, or are you?
No,
not cooking
I'm not. Today? Thank goodness, but I have in the past.
All right.
I have in the
All
past.
Right.
Oh my God, I would have had to cancel the show if I was cooking. No, I'm just making the little pumpkin pie. Just a little pumpkin pie, which you can mess up. I've burnt pumpkin pies before.
Oh, yeah, you can overcook them. You can do all kinds of bad things to them.
You could do all kinds of horrible things to anything on Thanksgiving. It could be a total disaster. Luckily, I have a big family, so everybody brings a side, and I had to just take care of the bird that year and the desserts. So I was all good. But, you know, you got a great show, Chris. The show, let me just tell our listeners, Chris is the host of Let's Dish, and it's on the Live Well Network on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Central Time. And you could catch it on, it's a digital station, 7.2. But he's
Correct.
Also, you're also an author. You've put out a cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Culinary Professional?
Yes, indeed. It's actually a textbook, but it's a big, massive thing that covers just lots and lots of material.
It's
it was one of those things, honestly, that... Well, you know, when I decided to write it, it was myself and another guy by the name of John Draz, another chef, and we said years ago, we said we'll do this and we'll do all the photos and we'll do, and it by the time we were done, I think it almost took 5 years to write.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was sort of like running a marathon year after year after year. But it's been out for a while and we just came out with the second edition. It's great, yeah.
But how do you come up with that? And you're just like a walking cooking encyclopedia then. So you put out a textbook. You're also the vice president, I'm reading here, of the culinary school at Kendall College in Chicago.
You bet, right downtown.
Wow, do all your relatives, is your phone ringing off the hook this morning with all your friends and family? Hey, Chris, help me with this. Chris, what do I do
no,
now?
I mean,
the bird's all frozen.
You know, hopefully not. I cook on Thanksgiving. And all major holidays. And my wife, it's really funny, she said to me a couple years ago, she said, you know, if you die, I'm really in trouble. Because she's never cooked for Thanksgiving or anything. And you know, I will also say that for the last bunch of years, and it's a little bit different this year, but myself and a bunch of our students would go, we would do an event with one of the aldermen, Alderman Cardenas in Chicago, south side of Chicago, and we would cook Thanksgiving lunch for about 300 people who, you know, maybe don't have family or, you know, maybe don't have the means to really have a really elaborate Thanksgiving dinner. So we would do lunch, and by the time I would get home, and my family would come along too, and my folks who live in Indiana would drive in, and when we were done, we'd come home, and it was like the last thing we want to do is cook another meal. So we would make hamburgers on the grill, and we did that for 5 years.
But oh my goodness! Really? Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. That became our sort of Thanksgiving tradition.
Is that how the turkey burger was invented?
No, it was good old fashioned hamburgers with beef. Yeah, but it's been a lot of fun. And this year's a little different. We're just doing pastries, and so it'll be a little bit easier on me, which means I'm gonna actually be making the whole thing. So as soon as we're done here with lunch, I'm going to come home and get the bird in the oven, and we'll have dinner tonight.
Now, I have to ask, are you one of those that base or not? Because I know there's two groups out there, four and four not.
it's a loaded question. Let me tell you the best way to make a turkey, and it really is foolproof. I actually started in this business, which I will sort of admit is a long time ago. It's 30-plus years ago. At a restaurant in Indiana that was famous for turkeys, and they used to have a turkey farm actually, and they would make turkey all year round. So I learned how to cook turkeys. I mean, like, I've cooked more turkeys than most people by far. And the best way to do it is you take the turkey, you put it, you know, season it, do whatever you want to do. Don't stuff it. I'll get to the stuffing in a minute. But you put the turkey in the oven in a roasting pan on a rack, so it's off the bottom a little bit. Throw in a little water in the bottom, or you could put other cool things like beer or apple cider or whatever you want to do. And then cover the turkey, 350 degrees. You're going to cook it until you take an instant read thermometer and you poke it right into the thickest part of the turkey breast. When it reads 130 degrees, then you take the foil off the top, turn the oven up to like 400, you can even, if it's a smaller turkey, 425, and now you baste it. But it's what you baste it with that's important, because what we're going to do, in the first half, the idea is you keep the steam in and it keeps it moist. In the second half, we want to get the crunchy skin on the outside. So for that one, what you don't want to do is baste it with the liquid, because if you baste it with the liquid, it just softens the skin, and you never get that crunchy skin. Instead, you baste it with some kind of fat, like melted butter, and you just baste it about every 15 minutes, put it back in the oven, uncovered, and until it gets to 165 degrees internal temperature when it's done, you will build up this beautiful skin on the outside of the turkey. And that's it. Done.
Mm. You make it sound so simple. Then how do we know that turkey is going to be juicy? Mine always comes up dry, Chris, whether I baste it or not. What am I doing wrong?
It could be a couple things. If you cook it in an oven that's too hot, you can have a problem. But most of the time, it's just simply overdone.
Yeah.
And, one of the ways you can tell if it's overdone is if the breast, right at the end of the breast, if it starts to separate from the bone, it's overdone for sure.
Oh.
And again, everybody, there's probably stores open today, I hope. If you don't have an instant read thermometer, so the kind that you poke in and it gives you a reading in like 30 seconds or something, if you don't have one of those, it's the kind that it doesn't stay in the oven, go buy one. Because it is, they're like $10, and they are the most useful thermometer out there. So just get it, and then you'll never have an overdone turkey. How's that?
Yeah, I highly recommend that. I had an oven once where it was a Viking oven, actually, and bought the house. And the first couple of Thanksgivings, I just could never get it right, and I realized one summer day when the oven repairman came, you know, your burner, one of your burners is out. You've been using a one burner.
Oh, wow.
But this oven, so you really do need to get one of your own internal thermometers, or even like an oven thermometer. Just put it in there as a backup so that the reading is accurate, you know. Now, if you're just joining us now, my lovely listeners, on this Thanksgiving day, no worries if you've already got the turkey in the oven. I'm sure it's going to be fine. But if you haven't, Chris is here to give us some tips. Chris Ketke is the host of Less Dish. It airs on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on the digital station 7.2. Chris, tell us. I love stuffing the bird. The stuffing tastes so good. Whether the turkey is dry or not, I don't care. That stuffing is key to me, and I have to stuff the bird. And I know my mother will say, you're not supposed to do that anymore, but I never died from it growing up. Do we stuff or not?
Well, so let me give you the food safety part of it here. And that is, if you stuff the inside of the turkey, the stuffing has to get to 165 degrees. That's a food safety thing, which, in other words, so now instead of taking that instant read thermometer and putting it into the breast of the turkey, you have to stick it into the stuffing right in the middle of the bird.
Okay.
The problem is, by the time that gets to 165 on the inside of the turkey, that outside is like, you know, just go downstairs and get a saw and just sort of slice off pieces. Or, you know, I mean, it's going to be absolutely dry, dry, dry. And so this is the thing. I mean, if you just have to have the stuffing in the turkey, this is what you do.
Yeah.
All right. You cook the turkey, like I said.
Okay.
You take the stuffing, you mix it up separately, keep it nice and moist, bake it in the oven separately, and then when nobody's looking, you send them all. So they're hanging out in the kitchen, you know, having a glass of wine or whatever, and then what you do is you say, okay, everybody, dinner, and, you know, it takes everybody like 10 minutes to find their places and blah, 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 and during that time what you do is you scoop out the stuffing and you stick it into the bird. And you leave one of those nice brown pieces, and you sort of put it right at the opening there. And then you bring it out, and you go, voila. And everybody's going to go, how is it possible that the stuffing is really, really hot and delicious, and the turkey is, like, so moist and juicy? And everyone's going to be going home singing your praises.
I love that. I love it.
So
that
really makes a great result.
Okay, will I still get the drippings from the turkey dripping down into that stuffing? Like, I love it so much.
You know,
they're putting
it
at the last second.
But if you really like the drippings part, all right, what you can do is you can make the day ahead of time a little bit of turkey stock. So what you can do is you can just take things like the neck that most people don't want to eat. Which, by the way, is delicious, the neck and the gizzard, and if you want, maybe buy some chicken wings or some just inexpensive chicken parts, and you put it on the stove with some cold water and some onions and celery and carrots, bring it up to a boil, let it simmer for about 2 hours or so, and now essentially what you've created is turkey drippings. And then you can take that, and that's what you mix into your dry bread. And that'll give you that nice poultry flavor.
Oh, that sounds really good. Okay, now, people are still working probably on their sides, and some of the grocery stores are still open, so we can give them some recipes. And I know you've got a couple of recipes here for side dishes on Thanksgiving. How about these Brussels sprouts with mustard vinaigrette? Brussels sprouts are my favorite, hands down favorite vegetable. I could eat a whole bag for lunch.
Me too, my whole family.
But it's my
and I think it is one of those terribly maligned vegetables. And And at the same time, there's this undercurrent of people out there who just love them. I mean, I think it's like a secret Brussels sprout club, you know? So the thing is, what you want to do with those is you want to, you can do a number of things. You can roast them in the oven whole. If you're really in a hurry and just want to do them quickly, you want to cook them in boiling salted water first. And so for that, the key to this one is when you're cleaning each Brussels sprout, you want to trim off a little of the bottom. And then what you do is you take a knife and you cut a little cross into the bottom of the Brussels sprout, into the core of the Brussels sprout. And you just cut in about a quarter of an inch or so. And then you cook them. And the deal with that little crisscross cut is that it essentially cooks the Brussels sprout evenly so that the core isn't, you know, overly crunchy when the leaves are done. Cook it in boiling salted water. Take it out. And then this is the trick. If you want really beautiful green ones, you take them out of the boiling salted water, you throw them into ice water immediately.
It's
unbelievable. You could have done that yesterday. You could still do that this morning. And then take them when they're cold, take them out of the water, throw them in the fridge. And then when you're ready to go, what you can do is take a saute pan, saute a little onion, maybe a little bit of bacon if you want, put in the Brussels sprouts, saute them until they're good and hot. And then you just basically you're going to mix together a little bit of vinegar and some whole grain mustard, a little bit of olive oil, put that on top of the Brussels sprouts to give it a 2 or 3 second sort of saute just to heat up the vinaigrette a little bit, and it's done. And it's perfect. And the mustard and the Brussels sprouts together is like, it's heaven. It's delicious.
That I've never had. I'm going to have to try that. Can you send us that recipe?
I will do that. You made it sound
so easy, but can you get that recipe?
I will do that.
And I'll post it on our Facebook.
Awesome.
For our listeners. Because you know people are going to be asking me. And I'll say, like, get the book. Leave me alone. Order the book. Is it in the book, too, The Culinary Professional?
That one's not. No. It is not.
A special recipe for all the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners. Dolly's favorite vegetable, Brussels sprouts, but I've never had them with mustard and vinaigrette. This is going to be great. All right, let's go on to another. I know you got another fun side dish. It's called baked sweet potatoes with chipotle butter.
Yeah, so this
How'd
is one of the...
How did you come up with that one?
Well, I actually made a soup a number of years ago on the show that was sort of Jamaican-inspired, and it was... There was some other flavors in it, but essentially it was a pureed sweet potato soup. And then we put in a bunch of chilies. And it was the combination of the sweet potato and the chili, and we had some onions and other things. Oh, it was just remarkable. It was just remarkably good. And so I sort of said, wait a minute, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with sweet potatoes. And I think my opinion here, I'm not a fan of really sticky sweet potatoes. You know, the sort of candied sweet potatoes. And
me,
I know that they're traditional.
Either.
Perfect. So we love Brussels sprouts.
No marshmallows on mine.
and I think there's a place for that. But what I like to do with sweet potatoes is essentially put them in the oven, you know, put them on a baking sheet, throw them in a 350 oven, and cook them until oblivion. I mean, literally 2 hours, 3 hours, until they're squishy soft. And then take them out of the oven. And all you have to do then is, if you want, you can serve them like that when they're good and hot, or you cut them in half, and then people have to peel back the skin a little bit. And you can serve them, if you want to do the sweet thing at that point, just a little bit of butter and real maple syrup. Unbelievable. But if you want to go the other direction, what I like to do is just, it's super easy. You buy a can of those chipotle chilies and adobo sauce. You chop up the chilies with a little bit of the actual adobo sauce in the can. And be careful, by the way, because chipotles, they're spicy, really spicy. But you just mix it into some softened butter. And you can taste it as you go. Just taste a little butter. And you know, if your mouth is like on fire, that's maybe a little too much. And then serve it with the sweet potatoes. And so now you have this piping hot, almost caramelized sweet potato, which and the baking process brings out the sugars of the sweet potato. Split it open, and then you put on top of that this sort of spicy hit and that little bit of, you know, butter, fat, sweetness. Oh, the combo is just incredible.
Wow, I would have never thought that. Now I've got to ask you for that recipe, too. All right, Chris, you're on the hook.
All right, another one on the way.
Well, okay, one final thing, because everybody has this. This is like a staple. Everybody's Thanksgiving table has mashed potatoes. How do we doctor up those mashed potatoes, make them a little, put a little pizzazz?
You know, there is a million things you can do with this, and I think it really comes down to know your audience. You know who you're serving it to. You know, a couple of years ago, I did this thing for a bunch of, for sort of a big family thing. And, you know, I threw a bunch of green onions and finely chopped up walnuts and a bunch of blue cheese into the mashed potatoes. And, like, a bunch of the adults were like, oh, awesome. And then, like, some of the adults were like, oh, no, thank you. And then, like, a lot of the kids were like, uh-uh. And you know, it just sort of, it's like, wait a minute, that was really dumb, you know? I should have maybe taken part of it and blue-cheesed it, and then the other half just leave it as is. But the beauty is, you know, you can make a big batch of mashed potatoes and then, you know, separate it out and do something else with it. And just something that's really fun to do, saute some onions until they're caramelized. So very soft, and that's key, very soft, in butter, lightly browned. Then throw in some diced apples. Saute the diced apples until they get soft, and then just toss all that into the potatoes and mix it up. It's lovely.
Really?
Yeah.
Apples,
you know,
and
it has
onions
little flecks,
in
little
the
brown
mashed potatoes.
In it. Yeah. Wow. Oh yeah. And the apple gives a little sweetness, and the onion gives a little sweetness, and it looks a little different, tastes a little different. And again, mm-hmm. it's sort of that, you know, it's unexpected. But at the same time, it still is those comfort flavors you kind of expect this time of year.
Yeah. Well, that to me sounds fantastic. I'm all about reinventing the old and adding some new stuff and pizzazz to it. But you know what? I bet you if I showed up with big potatoes, big sweet potatoes with chipotle butter, my sisters might eat them, my older ones, but my mother would be like, what is this? What is this? Where's the brown sugar and the pecan?
But
you know,
but that's
but, you're right about knowing your audience.
Yep, and you can show up with the sweet potatoes, which, by the way, you can make ahead of time and microwave at the last minute. But you know, bring, if you want, bring the maple syrup and the plain butter, and bring the chipotle butter, and then people can put whatever they want on it. So
yeah,
you can almost
your variety
do like a,
pack. Mm-hmm.
You can do a butter bar. How's that? Sweet potatoes with butter bar.
Wow, that sounds fantastic, Chris. And see, folks, at home, it's only, you know, it's about 10 o'clock, so you still have time. Like Chris said, you can go and get your sweet potatoes, and you can microwave them, and then have the butter bar. Wow, I really like that idea. You could even mix in with the butter, some brown sugar in one of the butters.
Absolutely.
Top it with
pecans. By the way, you want to bake the sweet potatoes in the oven and then microwave them later.
First,
don't just cook
them
in the microwave. Oh, yeah, you won't get the caramelization. It won't be the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. I've done that before. Wow, lots of great ideas, Chris. Well, we're talking to Chris Koepke. He is the host of Let's Dish. It's on your cable channel, 7.2, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Lots of great ideas he's giving us. Now, here's the one thing. When I was hosting Thanksgiving, I was a stress ball because you've got so many items here, there, and everywhere. And you're worried about the bird. How do you make it all happen, you know, and on time. When everyone's, mother's like, 2 o'clock dinner, we got to have
that's
it on
where
at
a good,
2.
That's where a good bottle of wine helps. But, you know, seriously, this is, I think, the crux of the stress of Thanksgiving, which is most people don't cook for lots of people under a sort of like, you know, gosh, we don't want to screw up the meal because it's Thanksgiving. And then, you know, it's how do you get it all done on time and at the same time. And the big hint here is, and I know it's, you know, depending on when you're going to eat today, there's still some time. Cook as much of it ahead of time as you possibly can. That is like the biggest hint. In other words, I've seen people doing, you know, fresh green beans or something, and I'm watching them clean the green beans and boil them in the water, and while everyone's standing around the kitchen, and they're trying to, like, check the potatoes that are cooking and make sure they're not, you know, overcooking, and the turkey in the oven and making the gravy and all this. And it really is, I mean, you know, chefs, we dig that kind of thing, you know. But really, the whole time, they're trying to also be pleasant, to carry on conversations, and not look like they're completely stressed out.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
just not fair.
Peeling potatoes when everybody's standing around sipping wine is not a good idea.
No, not at all.
It's not a good idea. You've got to peel those the night before.
Or tell somebody. The night before.
You got to peel them the night before, cook them the night before, and just reheat. Or have somebody else bring the potatoes. And then you have to
decide. Yes, there's two things to remember. Number one, your guests are your helpers. I mean, you know, it really is fun when somebody says, hey, can I give you a hand? Say yes. And you know, when people actually roll up their sleeves and help out in the kitchen, it really is fun. So that's number one. But number two is, I mean, the microwave is your friend. Absolutely your friend. You know, you can make the sweet potatoes ahead of time. You can make the baked potato or the mashed potatoes ahead of time. And you just reheat them in the microwave. Done. Easy. You know, like we said about the Brussels sprouts or any of those vegetables, cook them ahead of time, shock them in the cold water, and then basically you just reheat them. So do as much of that as possible so that the last minute, the stuff that has to be cooked at the end, like the turkey, you can't reheat a turkey, that's the stuff you focus on, and then you just kind of reheat everything. So that's my big piece of advice.
Wow. You know, just listening to you, you're such a calm voice. I'm going to need you the next time I host Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to need you in my kitchen. Can I invite you and your wife?
Yeah.
And I have so many people here. If you have children, family, relatives you want to bring to, sure, bring them on. It won't matter because we have a lot of people here anyway.
I think it'll be
anyway.
A party.
But you're also like the Chef Educator of the Year. You got that award back in 2009. You were voted Chef of the Year. You really... You have quite the experience and the awards here. I haven't even gotten through the list here, but I'm so impressed. You were at La Francaise. How do we say that in Wheeling? Many years.
Yeah, La Francaise, yeah.
La Francaise in Wheeling, Illinois. Is it still there?
La Francaise is long closed. Was back in the day. It was the place that any aspiring cook, eventual chef, wanted to go. I mean, it was the place. It was one of the finest restaurants in the United States.
Never got there, but I always heard about it.
Oh, it was amazing. And the chef, whose name was who founded it, Jean Marché, actually passed away this last Sunday. And so it's been kind of a bittersweet week a little bit. And
What a month. We lost Charlie Trotter this month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, quite frankly, Jean Marché was the chef that paved the way for Charlie Trotter, essentially, to do what he did. I mean, Jean Marché put Chicago on the map from a fine dining perspective. And when I worked there, we had people flying in from Canada just to have dinner and then fly back. It was that kind of place.
Something. Well, so what else do you do besides the Let's Dish show on Saturday mornings? You also... Over at Kendall College, you're the vice president of culinary school.
I do a lot at Kendall, obviously, and we also and I spend a lot of my time actually outside of the country, because Kendall is a very international place. We have students from from 49 different countries, and in fact, last night I had 10 of them over 10 international college students at my house, and it was a potluck. It was absolutely amazing. But I spend a lot of my time running around the world, because we have 23 affiliate campuses in 7 different countries. So I am living in a state of sort of constant jet lag. And, but it is amazing traveling around and tasting the foods of different countries. And you know, like I said last night, there was one of our students from Nigeria here, and she brought Nigerian food with her, which of course I know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious. It was actually a turkey dish, turkey meat and turkey gizzards, and it was just dynamite and unbelievably spicy. It was great. Just
really?
Great.
Wow.
Yeah, Nigerian food is very spicy,
huh?
Surprise, yeah. This is one of the great things about, you know, being a chef, and something that I love is that you never can learn everything. You know, there's always things to learn. And that's very motivating. It's a lot of fun.
And there's always plenty of different tastes and taste buds and spices and variety out there. That's
absolutely
for sure. And I find as I get older, the spicier the better. Do you find that with people's taste buds, they get they crave a little bit more spicy, more kick as they get older? Not salt.
Absolutely.
Craving salt, just a variety there. Okay, I have to ask you this, and then I'm going to let you go because I know you've got to feed 350 people today.
Yes.
For
time to run.
You've got a lot of work ahead of you. But we really do we love talking to you. We really appreciate all the tips, and I hope for all the listeners at home that you've picked up some great ideas. And Chris is going to share with us. I asked him, I put him on the spot for that Brussels sprouts mustard vinaigrette side dish. So we're going to get the recipe for that. Maybe I could twist his arm and he can give me the baked sweet potato recipe too.
I will send you the chipotle butter because that's really the whole recipe is the butter. You just got to bake those sweet potatoes.
Yeah. But you got to bake them, not microwave.
Oh, a long time, long time.
Thanks so much, Chris. It's been such a great time talking to you. But I have
likewise
to ask you in closing. How about
go
this?
Ahead.
When you don't feel like cooking and you just want to order in or just something basic, what do you eat? A person like you who's around fancy food, as late people call it, who's around all this amazing food all the time, what's your go-to just comfort food?
One of the great misconceptions about chefs, and I actually, by the way, I write an article about once every 3 weeks, 4 weeks for the Tribune, and it's an article in which I'm interviewing chefs around the area and basically asking them the same question, you know, where do you eat, you know, when you want to go with your family, where do you eat late at night, you know, and everybody thinks that, you know, chefs are like all, you know, fancy pants and all we eat is like the finest of, you know, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes, of course, we, you know, those are fun things to do, but, you know, we're normal people like everybody else. You know, we, like I tell people, I have cream of wheat for breakfast also. And so I don't really have, boy, that's a good question, because I tend to want to eat things that I'm in the mood for. And so, you know, if it's Asian noodles, then I want to grab a big bowl of Asian noodles. If it's, I mean, sometimes I just get in the mood for a Chicago hot dog, and I love them.
Where do you go for a Chicago hot dog? How about one of those questions? Where do you get your Chicago hot dog?
Yeah, I will tell you, the best place for Chicago hot dogs, and then I'll give you my best for deep dish pizza. My best for Chicago hot dogs is the Vienna hot dog plant. And it's on Damon, just north of Fullerton in Chicago. And right on the side of the actual plant where they make all the hot dogs, they have a restaurant. And it's open to the public, and you just go in there. It's only open for lunch, I believe. You go in there, and, I mean, they are like, you know, I mean, if Vienna can't make a great hot dog, I mean, hello. So they're delicious, and they're really, really good. And for deep dish, it's I'm a Lou Malnati's fan.
Oh, my gosh, I was going to say.
Oh,
man, I love that. I love Lou Malnati's. That was my next question. I was going to ask you what deep dish you liked.
Yeah,
so,
the
this
best.
Has been great. It's been so great talking to you, Chris. Chris
likewise
is the host of Let's Dish. It airs on your cable station 7.2 at 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings on the Live Well Network. Thanks again, Chris, and good luck today, baking for the masses and cooking for the masses. That's just so wonderful what you're doing. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And thanks
likewise
again for being
to
on.
You, and this has been a lot of fun, and now it's time to go cook.
Happy cooking.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay. How's everybody doing with their Thanksgiving meals? Anybody burn a bird yet? No, I don't think so. It's only 10 o'clock. You still have time to save that bird. I hope Chris gave you some good tips. I loved his idea about stuffing the bird. You know, I just love stuffing the bird. But I probably will cheat, and I'll probably put it in at least halfway because I love how the stuffing gets so moist in the bird. Anyhow, that was a great time talking to Chris Koepke from Let's Dish. I have a quick announcement before I move on to my next guest. All these announcements. Bike Bald, the folks with Bike Bald, they're having a holiday bike ride for all ages, and you can check online for the route details. I don't have them. It's going to be on Saturday, November 30th at 1:30, and they're encouraging all riders to wear red or green and decorate your bike like a holiday tree, and that's going to be a sight to see. Maybe a Santa hat on your helmet. Hot chocolate will be served and a gift bag for all. You can register for Bike Bald. It is a great cause. All the proceeds support Children's Tumor Foundation and Bike Bald afterwards. You can also enjoy hot chocolate. I think I already said that. Yes, hot chocolate. So it's $10 per family to register, $5 for individuals. And, again, support Bike Bald and Childhood Cancer Research. Do you know, my dear friends over at Arthur Murray in Naperville, Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville, and now they have a studio in Oak Brook, they are driving out to Washington, Illinois to bring their donations. They've been collecting donations now for the tornado, for all the tornado relief efforts. So they're looking for your donation and more so. So you have time. They're not leaving. Their truck, anyhow, is not leaving till December 8th. They were going to leave on the 1st, but they've pushed it back now to the 8th. So if you have any items, diapers, bedding, aspirin, brown lunch bags, they have a whole list of things. You can go on to their website and check out Arthur Murray Naperville. They also have a Facebook page. They're looking even for Ziploc bags, some Home Depot gift cards, non-perishable food items. Let's see, yellow caution safety vests for workers, paper towels. You know, I think that they are pretty, well, who am I to say? I don't know. I've been hearing that they got a lot of clothes down there, but they need these toiletries, diapers, gift to Walmart, Target, Walgreens, CVS, Home Depot. Those gift cards are really going to come in handy when they're rebuilding, and they're rebuilding these homes, and you've got these homeowners that need to buy paint and maybe faucets and whatnot, so those gift cards will really come in handy. So please make your donations and drop them off at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville. That's just off of 59, and there's another studio in Oak Brook. And also, you know, Arthur Murray, they're also selling gift cards for holiday gifts. That would make a great holiday gift. I know I would love one if I was... if I was on the receiving end and someone was looking for something for me, hint, hint, no, I'm just kidding. Don't even get me a gift card because I've already taken lessons there at Arthur Murray. But I know a lot of my girlfriends would love to take dance lessons. So, boys, if you're listening, go get a gift card at Arthur Murray. It'll make a great Christmas present for sure. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show. Take it away, Dan.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. You know, there are so many people doing amazing things. We have a local group in Naperville. It's called Buy Local Naperville, and I'm proud to be a sponsor of their latest effort. They're having a holiday expo, and maybe you have something like this in your own community if you're not in Naperville, Illinois. Maybe you have something similar in your own community where the idea is to encourage residents and local residents in to come here and buy locally, get the local economy back on track, you know, after the economic downturn. So that is their mission. It's called Buy Local Naperville. And they are having a holiday expo. And the great thing about this holiday expo is that it's benefiting a really amazing, unique store that's located in downtown Naperville. And it's called the War Chest International. And they basically support women at risk. And we have a guest on today, the store manager of War Chest Boutique, Ashley. Are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear
me?
Hi,
Ashley.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, and you also.
Well, okay, let me just tell my listeners really quick, thank you very much, that this holiday expo is Saturday, December 7th, from 2:30 until 6:30. And it's located at the barn. It looks like a barn. If you've never been to Naperville, it looks like a real barn. And it's off of Martin Avenue, really close to the downtown. In fact, if you came to downtown Naperville and you said to someone, oh, can you tell me where the barn is? They would point you in the right direction. But I could give you the address. We'll post it on our Facebook page as well. It's a really fun family event that they're planning. They're going to have lots of locally owned Naperville businesses there. So you can get some fabulous gifts. I've been told there's raffle for American Girl dolls, and, of course, Santa will be there, and of course there'll be pictures, opportunities there. And a really fun thing they're having, too, is a gingerbread house making competition. So that'll be really neat. And then there's some reptile show going to be there. How about that? Such a variety. What a neat way to put you in the holiday spirit and give and give and get and feel good about what you're doing. You're getting some gifts in, you're getting that shopping in, and then you're giving back to the local community and supporting Women at Risk, the War Chest Boutique, which Ash is on the line, and she's going to tell us more about it. So, okay, let's talk about this. I hate to say this. I've never been in your shop before. So I'm excited about this, and I'm going to come in.
Yeah, we would love that.
So tell us all about the War Chest Boutique. What's in the store,
sure.
And then you can tell us what the purpose of it is.
Sure. We like to say we have fine gifts of distinction. They're items that are made or sourced by women who have been trafficked and rescued, or they are at risk in some way. And it's women all around the world, but that does include women in the U.S. And so we like to say shop with a purpose because you can know when you purchase a item that it's lifting a life back to worth and dignity, and it's not just something for yourself. It's something for yourself, and essentially you're helping someone else. And so, yeah, we've been around for 2.5 years in the downtown Naperville right on Jefferson, and it's a great town to be in for sure.
It sure is. Now, there are 3 boutiques out there. One is in Naperville. Where are the others?
Yeah. Our headquarters, so Women at Risk International is our parent nonprofit, and so there are 3 boutiques, like you mentioned. The other 2 are in Michigan, and this one is the first one outside of Michigan in Naperville. So.
Now, if you're not in Naperville or near Michigan, is there a website where you can order items online to support you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep,
oh, great.
We have an online
boutique. What's the website?
It's warinternational.org, and... yeah, you can always shop online no matter where you're at in the country, but people really appreciate gifts from our store. It's, we have a lot of pearls. The pearl symbolizes something beautiful that comes out of pain and suffering, and so we have a lot of pearls that we sell that are crafted by at-risk women in Thailand, and we just got in leg warmers from Nepal, so it's a variety of different things. Definitely, I would say a lady store.
Okay, guys, a good place to go for the good lady, a special lady in your life, right? Now,
absolutely.
Are the items in the store made by these women that were victimized?
A lot of them are, yes.
Okay. What
specific,
tell us some of them.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Tell us some of the specific items that you have.
Sure. Well, some of the things that are from the U.S. are actually, we have some onesies, like baby onesies. Those are screen printed by girls in Michigan who have been sold into sexual slavery and rescued, and they are healing in a safe house in Michigan. And so they're learning a skill like screen printing. So not only is it therapeutic, but, potentially they can use it in the future. But they also... see the benefits of the sales of those items, and so we're able to purchase more from that safe house, and the girls are able to make more. And then we have hand soaps and candles and lotions that are made by women in Tennessee who have been victims of domestic violence and rape, and just really awful things. But it's we exist so that we can give people a tangible way to help lift these women back up. And still have something that you can remember them by. So a lot of people ask if they can make donations. We love when people buy the product because oftentimes donations are forgotten about. But if you purchase something, you'll remember, those women always.
Right. Well, and so the money made from the sale of these items, they also go to preventative programs to help these widows, orphans, and girls who've been abandoned, raped, or had a sibling sold. You know,
yes.
And you know, you hear about this happening in different parts of the world, but you said that you also support women in the United States. And
mm-hmm.
Do we have human trafficking here in the U.S.?
We do.
That's a silly
actually.
Question to ask.
No,
that's something
it's
that
not.
People would
it's
be
not.
Shocked to hear on this Thanksgiving morning,
yeah.
I think. But
yeah, for sure. There is a lot of it happening in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is online. Like, I think sometimes you picture, you know, women and girls on the street corner. That's not how the majority of trafficking happens. A lot of it is online and in our hotels and motels. And yeah, Chicago is among the top 10 cities in the U.S. where trafficking is happening because we're an international hub. We're a tourist destination, but we have international flights and truck routes like I-80 coming in, and just a lot of ways to move people.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And it does happen even in our area, like Romeoville, there was just an incident of it a month ago, Mount Prospect just a few months ago. So yeah, there's it definitely happens even in the suburbs. So
wow. So
it's terrible, but we really, it's such a heavy topic, and I think people are like, oh, what can I do, you know? And
mm-hmm.
we really just encourage people to empower with their purchase power.
That's it, right there. You're giving them
mm-hmm.
A voice by going in there and shopping and attending the Holiday Expo by local Naperville.
Yes, you can, so generous.
If you don't find anything yeah. you want at boutique, which I can't imagine you wouldn't, but you can go to Holiday Expo, and a portion of that will go to benefit Women at Risk International. Well,
yeah.
My goodness, Ashley, thank you for opening our eyes to this problem, not just in the country, in the world, but in our own country here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you like working there? How long have you been a store manager there?
I have been there almost the whole time that it's been open, so almost 2.5 years. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, that's,
we
that's
have a
good
lot of volunteers. And pardon?
That's good to hear. You sound young. I don't. We haven't had a chance to talk until now. And it's how old are you? Can I
it
ask?
Is. I'm 29. But yeah, I've been in the nonprofit sector for a very long time, and I absolutely love Women at Risk International and the work that they're doing globally. And it's very neat to be a part of it. The boutique is not just a place for people to shop, but oftentimes it's a place where people, primarily women, who identify with the women that we serve, they want to volunteer themselves and help us serve other women. And so
mm-hmm.
every woman has a story, so it's very humbling to work alongside all these people who, you know, want to help, and it's very encouraging at the same time. It's like a little family, so.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, that's so neat,
mm-hmm.
and especially even for you to be doing something that you have such a passion for and that you love to do. Well, good for you. And I'm going to stop in and meet you, Ashley. I'm going to definitely come in there.
I would love that.
I can't believe you've been there 2 years, and I didn't even know about it. You've been on the Dolly McCarthy show, and Dolly hasn't even been there yet. I'm ashamed to say that, but I got to come in there and check it out.
We'll get you
Thanks
in there,
so
don't worry.
Thanks so much for being on the show, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you for inviting us, and yes, happy Thanksgiving.
You're so welcome. Okay, I'll see you soon, Ashley.
Yeah, sounds good.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, it's getting to that time, everybody. We need to go visit our friend Michelle Lynn Gust, the author and my favorite author and speaker. Michelle, are you there for our good inspiration?
I'm
session?
Here.
Well, you know,
Happy
it's
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving morning. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. I'm so thankful for our friendship.
Me too. I'm thankful for it as well. Very much.
Okay, so let's talk about Thanksgiving. That was the topic that you told me we were going to be talking about. Of course, hello, thankful.
Exactly, and I want to actually take it a step. I want to take it a step further, Dolly, because if I had to guess, all your listeners are very thankful people. And I say that because I just, judging, and I know you are, and knowing that the people come on the show, and I see, you know, we're on each other's Facebook. We follow each other on Facebook, and I see the comments that people make. And so I know that everybody's thankful and has lots of gratitude. But what I also know is that that's really just the first step. And the next one is how we are thankful. And, you know, if we look throughout, I think we mostly at Thanksgiving think about the past year that we have just gone through. We're getting to the end of the year. And many times, you know, when you talk to people, they talk about the people they're thankful for in their lives. And, you know, even though we may still be in struggles and challenges, we take this day to really acknowledge who we're thankful for that has been with us, has walked the road with us, has helped us. And so we know that we're connected to these people. So to me, it's about putting meaning behind that. And what we do on Thanksgiving, it's a lot of it's about food, of course, but it's also about spending time with people, spending time with whoever we call family. And it's a day to tell them how much we care about them and appreciate them. But it's also a good day to vow to do that more often, to not just say, I'm going to, you know, do it on Thanksgiving, and I'm going to forget all about it.
How about it? That's so true. How often do you say, I even say that to my own sisters, let's get together and 2 months go by and I haven't seen my nieces or nephews. Of course, not my fault. I'm always hounding them. Let's get together. I'm always trying to get everybody together and they're like, chill out. We're busy. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But yeah, we try.
But that's true. But that is true. We all get busy.
You just have to drop what you're doing and do it. That's what's so important in life, just being with those you love, and even people that you don't even know and love yet. I mean, we talk about this all the time, me and Michelle, just being nice to strangers, and maybe you don't have anybody to be with on Thanksgiving. Go for a walk and smile at somebody.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great day to do that, and then to make that vow to yourself, to say, I'm going to go forward, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make sure that I'm thankful for all the people I'm connected to and for the new people into my life because, I talk about being open and we've got a whole new year ahead of us. There's lots of exciting things to come for everybody if we're open to that. And you never know who that's going to bring into our lives too.
Yeah. Well, is there anything you want to specifically say you're thankful for today? I'm putting you right on the spot, Michelle and Gus.
I am very thankful for a lot of things. If I look back on a year ago, my life wasn't very different in some ways. I think ultimately what it comes down to, and it's actually a blog I'm posting this morning, I call it The Lights of Albuquerque because, as you know, I left Naperville in March, and I love Naperville. It's my hometown, but I'm so glad to be back in Albuquerque. The journey back started around this time, a little in October of 2012, and I knew that I was supposed to come back, and I'm very fortunate that a lot of great things have happened to me since I've been here. I mean, I miss people and lots of things. Obviously, I miss you, Dolly, but I know this is where I'm supposed to be, and had I not come back, a lot of those things wouldn't have fallen into place, and people.
That's for sure. That is for sure, and I'm so happy for you, my friend. I wish you could be here.
I know. We could just say it. I have a boyfriend now. So
yes,
I know that we can come back.
Okay.
That wouldn't have happened. That's what Dolly was waiting for me
love.
To get to.
She's found love.
And I know
so
that's part of
you.
The reason I'm here. Thank you.
That is so sweet. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. How are you spending Thanksgiving today?
We are going to friends of Greg's, and I am making a pineapple upside-down cake, and he's making empanadas. That's what we're bringing, so we'll be doing that. And hopefully we'll get a little tennis in this morning before we go.
Well, have a great time. That sounds great. I'm bringing a pumpkin pie over to my mom's, and it's freezing cold here in Chicago. So I'm very jealous of where you're at right now. It's like
it's not
January
that warm.
Temperatures
it's,
here.
But it's been cold. We were very cold, too. But it's so it's about 55 today or 50 today, but it's been in the 20s at night, which is cold for us.
Oh, it's
although
been cold
it's,
by you
although
too.
In,
wow.
Right. In January, that's not unusual. That's pretty normal. But it's all of a sudden we got blasted with a cold wave, like everybody else did.
I guess everybody did then. I've just been thinking it's been us. Jeez. But
no,
everybody's been hit with these
did.
January-like temperatures. All right, well, today's a good day to snuggle with the family, fill up those bellies, and give thanks. Thanks so much, Michelle, for your inspirations. We appreciate that. And you can check out more about Michelle at her website at www.inspirebymichelle.com. And she's also on Facebook and Twitter. And with that, now it's time to end the show on a good note. You know, I always tell you to stay positive and be good to everybody, be good to each other. Happy Thanksgiving. And again, thank you to all my good guests that have been on the show this week. Chris Ketke and Ashley over at the War Chest Boutique in downtown Naperville, and of course Michelle Lynn Gust. This show has really flown by. I got to get going. I got to help my mom put that turkey in the oven. My mom actually is right now this morning over at the church I grew up at, St. Ferdinand on the northwest side of Chicago. She's making turkeys for shut-ins over there, and then she comes home and we finish off the dinner with all of my family here. So it's going to be a great day, and I wish for a happy Thanksgiving for all of you guys. So thanks for tuning in to The Good Show. And, hey, by the way, if you haven't already done so, like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another hour of The Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. Sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you. I feel